The WA Labor government has been promising a range of sweeping reforms for the LGBT plus community since it took government in 2017. But these reforms, including changes to discrimination law, an end to the outdated gender board, the creation of an X marker on documents for non-binary people, these reforms keep getting pushed back. While fresh Premier Roger Cook was recently the first WA Premier to meet with LGBT plus advocacy groups, he met with Rainbow Futures, Transfolk WA, Youth Pride Network and others, it seems that once again these changes aren't going to happen in this term of government, let alone more changes like the inclusion of gender-affirming care on Medicare. Queer Liberation Boulou is holding a rally this Sunday at 5 o'clock in the Perth Cultural Centre to demand that Labor stop dragging its feet and finally deliver these reforms that they keep promising. I spoke to Nova Sobralski from Queer Liberation Boulou early this morning to hear a bit more.
So Queer Liberation Boulou has called a protest on the 29th, on Sunday the 29th at 5:15pm in the Perth Cultural Centre. We're calling on the Western Australian Labor government to stop dragging their feet and introduce the vital queer rights legislation they've been promising for roughly a decade now.
So it's not just from 2017 when they made government. This is something they've been promising for a very long time.
A very long time indeed. Very much due to the advocacy of countless advocates, both in the NGO and grassroots sectors.
What has Labor been promising based on these demands?
Labor have promised to update the gender recognition legislation in WA after the board became unworkable in 2022. After the resignation of the board president. The Labor government has promised decades ago that they would update the significantly outdated Equality Act in order to better protect people across the board, not just queer people, but women and various other minority groups. One of the major reforms that's included in that is an update to the definition of what it means to be transgender or a gender minority in Australia, so that you don't require a Western Australian gender recognition certificate in order to be protected from discrimination under the law. The process to get a gender recognition certificate in Western Australia is a bureaucratic nightmare that requires an unreasonable quantity of paperwork from people you know in real life, just because they can't take our word that we're queer, and from doctors that are overseeing your transition. The process is also a distinctly binary one with no recognition of non-binary genders.
And medical as well. It's very medicalist.
It is a very medicalist process. It requires that you are undergoing some sort of medical transition that is defined very broadly under the law currently. So that can be counselling or surgery or hormones. The amount of evidence you need to compile and bring to this bureaucratic board is just too much. And a lot of people, because they just disagree so much with the way that the laws are written, refuse on principle to get their gender recognition certificate in Western Australia. And a lot of people have tried and been rejected as well, because of how bureaucratic the process is. On top of the fact that every 6 months now, the board president is resigning and leaving the board unrunnable. It's not a working system.
It's not something that's just like, you know, nice and you know, gender affirming to have. This is something that gives you protection from discrimination under the law, which, you know, is very rampant. discrimination against transgender people. Like every trans person I know, including myself, has some kind of story of, you know, not being given a rental or being sacked from their job, based on their transness. So this is something that is, you know, really quite a tangible thing that the community needs. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%. I did get my gender recognized in the Northern Territory.
Oh, nice.
And the process is far simpler there. But still, under Western Australian law, you require this Western Australian gender recognition certificate, and I don't have that, so I'm still not protected. I too have had... I've been fired from a job, I didn't pursue a legal pathway for countering that blatant act of discrimination, but... Nonetheless, it's something I wouldn't have been able to without this gender recognition certificate.
So Labor's been saying that they're going to update discrimination law and they're going to make it easier to change your gender under the law. Why do you think they haven't put this in place? Why have they been dragging their feet?
So it's just a complete and total lack of confidence from our progressive Labor government. They're scared to be wedged on issues. And the way that they deal with being wedged on issues is to just completely neglect us. It's not a workable way of dealing with the right, because the consequence is that we go another decade without having the rights we need to be protected from discrimination, or to have our paperwork updated to match our identity that we're expressing in our everyday lives on our passports.
And if it was something that was done, you know, say 6 years ago, it wouldn't have been done during the huge, you know, politicization of queerness and transness, especially, that we're seeing at the moment. Like, I'm not saying that stuff wasn't there back in 2017, but now it's even more bold and rampant, like the Channel 7 Spotlight story that we just had.
Yeah.
Like, now we're in a position where it's even more political than it would have been back when they took government in 2017. So it makes...
And the other major thing to point out here is that Labor currently has a supermajority in both houses of the Western Australia Parliament. So if we want to avoid going through the gauntlet of the trial by fire by a conservative media outlets and politicians, now is the time.
We
need Labor to act on this now.
And they don't plan to, as far as we can tell. So what other kind of policies does Queer Liberation Boorloo support for LGBT plus people?
Yeah, so our current campaign is focused entirely on what's already been proposed, just trying to get movement so we can get what we want, what we need now before it's too late. I personally don't think that the laws as they've been written in the Equality Act and as the Attorney General has spoken about on gender recognition go far enough. I don't think that we should have a state define our gender to begin with.
Yeah.
It's not a workable system and it always leads to discrimination.
Yeah, so we're running out of time. I'm sure there's loads more we could talk about in terms of, you know, tangible change for you know, queer people in this state. But for now, let's just focus on this protest. When and where is it happening?
Yeah, so we'll be rallying at Perth Cultural Centre on Sunday at 5:15 p.m. And that will be followed up by a protest at Parliament House on November the 7th.
Great.
At 5:30. Thank you very much.